The World Health Organization will soon be issuing new guidelines to prevent infections of SARS from spreading. WHO officials say increased surveillance of those suspected of having SARS will be a key part of the new guidelines. World Health Organization officials say control measures that have been in place since mid-March have been very effective. They say they have allowed many countries to bring down the number of infections from this fatal disease. However, WHO scientist Mark Salter says he fears progress in the fight against SARS is making some people complacent, and this, Mr. Salter says, could eventually put more people at risk.
We cannot drop our vigilance, no matter how much under control in certain countries we may think this infection has become. Because we know from the very outset that one individual with SARS can cause a significant number of other infections if they are not identified early and isolated early. So at this time when things are coming under control, we need not to be complacent. If anything, we need to further heighten our vigilance to ensure that every single case of SARS is detected as early as is possible.
Mr. Salter says the new control measures, which will be issued Wednesday, will call for enhanced surveillance of SARS patients. He also says those suspected of being ill must be isolated quickly, and nurses, doctors, and other caregivers must have all the protective equipment they need to remain healthy. The WHO scientist says the guidelines are very basic and can be implemented by poor countries that do not have the financial resources or sophisticated health facilities of countries such as Singapore, Hong Kong, or the United States.
This is treating all patients who have symptoms that may possibly put them in this category as an alert case until such a time as you have definitive evidence that you can exclude them. And that's gowns, gloves, masks and goggles, which are readily available in large numbers of places. Similarly, in terms of isolation facilities, whilst we go through a hierarchy and negative pressure rooms are the ideal circumstance to isolate individuals who have an infectious disease, we do know from experience that a simple hut with a roof can be used to isolate people.
Mr. Salter says the World Health Organization stands ready to help any member state that cannot afford to buy even the simplest SARS protective gear. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.